Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music bringing a Christian message of hope and courage to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and life. This program is sponsored by Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. I am your host today, Brian Wilkie of St. Andrew's Christian Church in Rockland. And as always, we want to start by thanking you, our listeners. We're grateful for your encouragement and support. And remember that you can always visit us on our website for materials to encourage and support you in your Christian walk. I encourage you to mark your calendars for November 1st for an evening of worship and celebration in Ottawa with Good News in the Morning and Ernie and Linda Cox. The location, for further information about the time and location, you can visit our website, goodnewschristianministries.ca, or call 613-283-4546. Today, I would like to speak to you about the celebration of Thanksgiving. That may be fairly obvious on the day of broadcast, but if you're listening to this on the website or reading the text afterwards, it may not be fully apparent that this is a Thanksgiving Day broadcast. Well, now it is. The scripture to speak about Thanksgiving is a brief scripture from the Old Testament, from the book of Exodus, chapter 23, when God sets out for the people of Israel the feasts that they ought to celebrate every year. And so he says in Exodus 23, verse 14 to 17, three times a year you are to celebrate a festival to me. Celebrate the feast of unleavened bread. For 7 days eat bread without yeast, as I commanded you. Do this at the appointed time, in the month of Abib, for in that month you came out of Egypt. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. Celebrate the feast of harvest with the first fruits of the crops you sow in your field. And celebrate the feast of ingathering at the end of the year when you gather in your crops from the field. Three times a year, all the people are to appear before the Sovereign Lord. Feast of Harvest. That's what we're celebrating in Canada in mid-October. In the United States, it's celebrated late in November. But Feasts of Harvest are celebrated around the world. And they've been celebrated from a very early time. Even the people of Israel celebrated a form of Thanksgiving. We'll get into all of that in a few moments, but first let's listen to this hymn of praise. There's a familiar Thanksgiving hymn, Come Ye Thankful People Come, and this is from the hymn collection A Celebration of Hymns and sung by Jubilate and the Men's Church Choir.
Oh,
The celebration of Thanksgiving in North America is surrounded by stories about the settlement of this continent by Europeans in a few centuries ago. And the celebration is observed here with some of the fruits of the field and some of the fruits of the barn. We celebrate at my house with turkey and with potatoes. And hopefully sometimes parsnip and turnip and a whole bunch of vegetables that actually don't always make the table during the rest of the year. It's kind of traditional. Turnip is not a vegetable that my wife likes very much. It's not something that we'd eat most of the time. But somehow or other, it brings back the early settlers who had to grow those crops that lasted. You know, the things that you could keep in the root cellar. And many of the vegetables of Thanksgiving for us are root vegetables. I know that many people celebrate with a ham dinner and some with other kinds of food. But tradition seems to dictate what each family does. It's funny that we celebrate Thanksgiving as we do, because these days we don't have much of a sense of harvest. Most of us living in cities, and even if we're living in rural areas, we can go to the grocery store and find all kinds of fruits and vegetables in and out of season. In fact, sometimes I wonder whether some of the younger people even have an idea of what the proper season is for this thing or that thing. I know we enjoy a strawberry social in the spring, but we also have strawberries year-round. It's a great time when the corn comes in the summer, but there's almost no time when we can't go to the grocery store and buy some corn on the cob. I know that we recognize how much fresher it is when it's just off the fields, when it's just been harvested at the right time, when it's been grown in natural conditions rather than other greenhouses or hydroponically. But at the same time, we have lost a sense of how closely tied we are to the cycles of the seasons and the planting and the caring for crops and the reaping of crops. There are not as many of us who are farmers today. In this day and age, and particularly for us in North America, we find ourselves enjoying food year-round, and perhaps we've lost some of the sense of thankfulness. Perhaps we take it for granted We go through through the store and we pick through the vegetables, trying to find the best head of lettuce and trying to find the ripest tomatoes and trying to find strawberries that haven't been sitting for too long. We carefully check the best before date before we buy our milk, and we look for the freshest bread and our choice of grains. We have an abundance in our society today, and we can get a little bit picky when it comes to that. I remember some of the tales of the Depression when my grandmother and grandfather, my nanny and my poppy, were young families trying to make a go of it, and how difficult it was to find what was needed to feed the kids. My grandmother and grandfather worked for a while as laborers in an apple orchard, and they were allowed to take any of the fallen apples home, and that was basically what my dad grew up on when he was of tender years. My grandmother apparently had hundreds of ways to preserve apples in jellies and sauces and pies and all kinds of things, and that was because there wasn't that kind of abundance for them. They didn't have the choice of picking only the best apples. That went to market. They had to choose what they could find. It was a hard time. And yet we keep hearing, and perhaps it's been too long, because we don't hear those voices talking about how thankful they were for the little things, how thankful they were to have enough food, because they knew that it didn't have to be that way. How about you? When you go through the grocery store, are you like me, trying to get this job done? I'm not a good shopper. I just want to get it over with, and I'm not very impressed by all the abundance on the shelves. I really wonder whether I shouldn't spend more time just being in awe, being filled with wonder at how many things we have to choose from, how good we've got it right now. Not everyone is doing well. Financially, it's tough times. It's a difficult economy. Just this summer, my wife was laid off, and she joined the ranks of so many people who are trying hard to find work. In the midst of these things, it seems to me that we become more thankful, more aware that life isn't to be taken for granted, but is to be understood as a great gift for which we can be thankful. I'm so thankful for the way God provides, but I'm more aware of His provision when there's a bit of a need, a bit of a worry. I remember to put my trust in God, and I remember that He's the one who gave us the prosperous times as well. As I speak out on the radio, I don't know the condition of the various people who are listening. Some of you might be at the top of your game. You might be celebrating a Thanksgiving that is just filled with family and abundance and good news and happiness. It might be one of those years when your Thanksgiving is a little bit lonely or a little bit stressed, difficult for reasons of grief or loss. But how do we remain thankful for the harvest that God has given us? Well, one thing I do is I listen to other people giving thanks, and it helps to lift my spirits. And I want to share with you a song by Greg Sabel, a Canadian singer and songwriter. And the song is simply titled, Thank You.
I just want to say, before I go my way, I'm so thankful, Lord, for all you've done and all you have in store. So much more than I could ever ask for. wanna sing of all the joy you bring to my life each day. No one, nothing can take that away, 'cause I'm forever changed by you. Thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
It's so much more than words can say,
more than words can say.
Thank you,
thank you,
for all you do.
Thank you,
you've been so faithful every day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just wanna say, before I leave this place, I'm so grateful, for giving me a song to sing. Now I wanna give you everything I have, and I wanna tell you of the way I feel about your love. It's incredible, unconditional, and I'll never know how to thank you enough. Oh. Thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you.
There's so much more than words can say,
more than words can say.
Thank you,
thank you,
for all you do.
Thank you,
you've been so faithful every day. See, I never have deserved it. No, I've done nothing to earn it. It's just the way he works in you and me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's so much more than words can say. Yeah. Thank you,
thank you,
for all you do.
Thank you,
you've been so faithful every day. Hey, and I just wanna thank you, you've been so good to me.
Thank you,
and I just wanna praise your name.
Thank you.
Oh, I can't thank you enough. No. You've been so faithful every day, and I just wanna praise your name. Thank you.
Now, as we celebrate Thanksgiving and the harvest, you'll notice that the scripture that I read speaks of two different harvest festivals. One is called the Feast of Harvest, when the first fruits of the crops are brought in. And then at the end of the season is the Feast of Ingathering, when you gather in all the crops from the fields. When the people of Israel celebrated, they celebrated two different kinds of harvests. The one was the promise of harvest, the Feast of Harvest that was the Feast of First Fruits. When first you see ripe fruit or grain on the crops, and you recognize that God has begun to provide what you need. That was a great celebration. And then at the end, when all the work of harvest was done and you could see the abundance that God had given, then you had another feast. Sounds like a great plan. But I want to speak about another kind of harvest, which Scripture writes about. It speaks of the harvest that Jesus was gathering when he went about doing his good work. In the Gospel according to Matthew, Jesus speaks about that harvest. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." Now here was Jesus doing a great work among all the people, healing diseases and sicknesses, preaching the good news, and he saw great crowds that needed the blessing of God. And he said to the disciples, "This is a harvest. This is bringing the goodness and providence of God into the storehouses. It's the fruit of God's labor to bring salvation. And here is Jesus bringing in the harvest, bringing in people into new life, into new health, into God's love." And he says to the disciples, it's a great big harvest. It's an amazing harvest. The only problem is there's not enough people working in that harvest. There's not enough people going and gathering in the lost and the helpless and bringing them into the safety of God's storehouse. And so Jesus, immediately upon calling the disciples to pray for workers into the harvest, he sends them as workers into the harvest. He called his 12 disciples to him, and he gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. And then he sent them into the towns and villages of Israel. He tells them to pray for workers in the harvest, and then he sends them as workers in the harvest. There is a great harvest that God is gathering even today. I don't know whether you see it around you, whether you belong to a church that is growing or a church that is slowly declining, whether you see great forces at work in society that seem to be impeding the forward progress of the gospel, or whether you see the power of the Holy Spirit at work and you in tangible ways see that there is a harvest being gathered in. But God is gathering a harvest. And he calls us to two things. One is to pray that there will be workers for the harvest, that we recognize that this is a work that is so great, it requires more than just one pastor at the head of a church or more than just one committee in the church. It's a harvest that requires many, many workers. And then, as we pray for workers in the harvest, he calls us and sends us into that harvest. You know, when the people of Israel went out to harvest the land for their sustenance, for the food they needed for the year to come, God gave them a particular command. He said, "When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Do not go over your vineyard a second time or pick up the grapes that have fallen. Leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord your God." It seems to me that one way of celebrating how great was God's provision was for the people of Israel to recognize that other people needed to be blessed by the harvest that God had given. It wasn't good enough simply to gather all the grain and all the fruit to yourself and keep it all and be glad that your storehouse was full. Instead, part of their thanksgiving was leaving something for someone else, letting their field be a blessing to another. Well, as God has gathered you into his harvest, as God has gathered you into his storehouse and given you the gift of eternal life, he does call you to share that good news with others. I know that you're wanting to give thanks to God, and I do too, so let's turn to him in prayer. Almighty God, we do pray with thanksgiving for all the things you provided, the things our body needs, the things our society needs, the things that our family needs. We know that we still have things that we ask for, things that we lean on you for, but you've provided so well that we can trust you for these other things. Help us to be a blessing as you have blessed us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for your encouragement and support. We thank you because you keep us on the air week by week. So if you can, please make out a check payable to Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, K0G1W0. We will send you a receipt at income tax time. And please also tell others about this program, and don't forget to mark your calendars for November 1st for that special evening of worship and celebration in Ottawa with Ernie and Linda Cox. And be sure to worship in a church where the gospel is soundly proclaimed and lived out with compassion, integrity, and resolve. And now to conclude our program, here is a song from Mary Mary. The song is called Thankful, and it's from their album by the same name. I do pray that the Lord will hold your heart, and you will know Jesus personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep within your heart, and may the Heavenly Father surround you with his constant and abiding and accompanying love.
Blessings, everything that you gave. Times when danger was around me, my life, Lord, you saved. Where would I be without your love? Where would I be without your grace? You didn't have to do it, but I'm glad you did. Can't pretend that what I got it on my own. Every move that I made, can't say I never been wrong. When I fell, you picked me up again, though I brought it on myself. I can always depend on you whenever I need help. Hey, hey. Lord, I'm thankful, yeah, yeah, that you gave. Times when danger was around me, my life, Lord, you saved. Where would I be without your love? Where would I be without your grace? You didn't have to do it, but I'm glad you did. Oh, next time you go to sleep and you wake up all right, ooh, we'll remember that he kept you safe and warm all through the night. Lift your hands and raise them high. This is what you'll say. Lord, you didn't have to give me one more time. I'm thankful. Everything, yeah. Where would I be?
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio.